Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Damn these Biloxi blues, it happens every night. And I ain't never met a riverboat dealer that could ever be a friend of mine. Summer heat never treats me kind, it leaves trouble on my mind. So I'm bidding farewell, putting in my notice, and I'll see you at another time. This highway does not know my name, and I don't care.
No, I sure don't
care. Heading my way for another place. I got three good tires and a spare.
Let's take it to the hook right here, one time.
Just a white line gypsy getting out of Mississippi with just enough gas to get there.
Woo! Come on with it right there. That is Luke Duncan. That's me. Luke Duncan's Low Budget Live, but that is me. Luke Duncan singing Biloxi Blues, and a lot of questions about that intro music every week. So I want to start this week, the December 15th, when you hear it'll be December 16th version of Low Budget Live, Not So Live, from the Low Budget Live Bar and Grill, brought to you by the wonderful folks at Star Bright and Startron, keeping your boat looking good, keeping ethanol kicked straight up in the teeth. And I am happy to announce once again that these folks are going to be back with us next year. Got some excited things planned. And if you saw a comment from me last week, I picked five winners from the comments, some comments that made me laugh, some random comments. But for some Ultimate Boat Guard, some other cleaning stuff coming your way, pick some winners. So I told you to email me there. Give me a shout. Give me your address. I think a couple of y'all have reached out. But thank y'all so much for participating in that, amazing little gift from the folks at Star Bright. So yeah, here we are, mid-December, man, 10 days away from Christmas, 10 whole days. And you know, I'm in the holiday spirit. I you know, you'll find out through this episode that a lot of people in this fishing world are not in a holiday mood. We'll get there. This week's been crazy, like all of them. Been a busy week, been a fun week, too, with some things going on, putting some things together for next year and whatnot. But I tell you, it's been kind of wild. The Triple Threat and I, Marissa Duncan, my sweet, sweet wife, we have been, we're in the middle of a dang remodel. And it brought you this Low Budget Live Bar and Grill, but that started in June. And now they're, you know, we've been through the kitchen, and Marissa was like, "Hey, let's do the bathrooms too." And so right now we're in the middle of our master bathroom. It's in there in our bedroom, and man, started in June, man. We have people at the house every day, and I'm over it, to say the least. And now the kids are home. Harper is home from college for the month of December, and definitely going to do an LBO with Harper. Got to bring Harper back in on the LBO, goodness. But yeah, it's just wild what's going on around here right now, and just can't get it finished. Cannot get it finished. But y'all probably know. Y'all probably feel me on that. If you've ever done a remodel and tried to live in the filth of the remodel. And I'm not an OCD guy. But whenever you just tripping over tools and everything else, just trying to get to the bed, it starts to get a little old. So, that's where we're at right now, right here before Christmas, but 10 days out. And all you fellas out there, hope that y'all have got y'all's Christmas presents lined up for y'all's ladies, because I suck at Christmas. I said this last year on here. I suck at Christmas. I've messed up, so I buy big gifts, right? And last year, I bought Marissa this fat ring. Just awesome. I was so proud of it. Beautiful ring. And you'd think that would give me like a 5-year exemption to Christmas presents. But turns out I'm finding out this year it does not. I've got to come up with something else. And as of 10 days from now on Christmas morning, if it were to be Christmas morning right now, I don't have anything for her. So really suck at Christmas. I suck at most holidays. I'm just, man, I don't kill it in the present game, that's for sure. But shout out to all you men out there just knocking out your Christmas shopping. My dad, Marty D, he always shopped for my mom, Miss Teresa, on Christmas Eve. And always, so I get it honest. He drug me to the mall many a Christmas Eve to do the shopping, and I just, you know, that's where I learned it from, I guess. You know, I'm not saying I'm not thoughtful. I can be thoughtful, but I hope all y'all are on a better track than I am. And I ain't talking about like Tackle Warehouse gift cards and crap you can use. I'm talking about, you know, thoughtful things. I mean, everybody's gonna get some pajamas. You're gonna get your lady some pajamas, right? You're gonna get her you might get her some Victoria's Secret camo. You might do that. You might get her a Victoria's Secret gift card if you don't like really going in there and pilfering through the underwear and whatnot. Me, I like to go in there and hang out a little bit. Act like I'm confused. Get a little help. Oh, me. I don't know. You got to come up with something thoughtful, though. You got to come up with something from the heart. From the heart, and I'm struggling with that this year. I'm struggling. So hopefully y'all out there getting that done. Getting that done. It's been an interesting day. Started this morning, was going to have Mr. Brian Latimer on, and I think our Christmas celebration episode next week will be with Mr. Brian Latimer. We're going to have Brian on. You know, recently he's announced, that actually this week, that he's leaving yet another hired gun, big guy, leaving the FLW, what was the FLW Tour, which is now the FLW Pro Circuit. He's gone. He's going to fish Bassmaster Opens, going to fish both divisions. I'm really proud of B-Lat for kind of taking a stand on that and going and doing what makes sense for him and his family. And he, you know, in all of his statements, he said that's what made the most sense. And so that's what he's going to do. And I think that I respect him immensely. Brian and I, we started the same year, our rookie year, and I don't think I've ever met anybody that I've got more respect for in this whole game. And there are a lot of people I really care about, but Brian is, and I've had him on here many times from the very beginning when we first started doing Low Budget Live. I've had Brian on, and I'm very, very, very thankful to call him a friend, and I'm very proud of everything he's accomplished. And the guy is absolutely not willing to put up any excuses when he does bad. And kind of like myself, no excuses, just I sucked, you know, and he is, you know, he doesn't want to hear a lot of negative stuff. And I really applaud him for his YouTube journey, how hard he works in bass fishing. He makes a lot of guys that have been doing this for a really long time look really bad with his work ethic. He just does. And he's worked his way to the top. And I really have nothing but respect for him. So he's going to the Bassmaster Open, so that leaves another gaping hole at FLW. You know, he was a winner this year on tour. And it's a big deal. That's another shot across the bow, especially for a big brand guy like B-Lat, who brings his, you know, his army of people with him. So it's a big win for Bass, and it's a big win for B-Lat, in my opinion. Word on the street is, through my sources, is that the FLW field did fill up to 150. So congratulations on that. That's something I didn't think I would see. No, I'm just kidding. I knew it would fill. There's always going to be some guys that'll throw 40 grand to say they're, you know, or they're a pro fisherman, but it's not pretty from what I'm hearing from the roster, and that's no offense to anybody out there, but you know, when you lose the Dudleys and the Thrifts to the Bass Pro Tour, and you lose Latimers and Scott Martins and Sheldon Collings going over to the Bass Opens, and you know, countless other guys, Andrew Upshaw, Todd Castledine, Bradley Holman. You know, the list goes on and on. Lots of guys going over there. And of course, sharing John Cox with the Bassmaster Elite Series. There's, you know, that's a shot across the bow for sure. They don't want any part of being considered AAA because these guys work very dang hard to be professional anglers at the top of their game. And the FLW Tour was certainly at the top of its game. And they didn't want to play second fiddle to the Bass Pro Tour. And I respect their decisions. You know, I'll say it for them. That being said, a lot of good friends of mine, Brad Knight, Matt Becker, John Cox, of course, is going to fish. Jeremy Lawyer, Joseph Webster, Matt Steffen, Alex Davis, a lot of really, really good guys, a lot of really freaking unbelievably talented anglers are still on the FLW. So you can expect those guys to be in the check line a lot this year. They're going to be in the check line a lot. They're going to catch them up. I suspect Joseph Webster will get his first win on tour this year. I suspect Brad Knight will get him a win. I think John Cox will get a win. Jeremy Lawyer will get another win. I think Alex Davis will get a win. How many tournaments are there? Seven. But I think those guys are really going to come up clutch and are going to catch the hell out of them this year. So it'll still be something to watch. There's not as many big names, I know. But for respect for those guys that are staying, that's what they do. Sam George is there, my little buddy Sammy. And I apologize for anybody else. I'm leaving out Tom Reddington. A lot of good people, okay? A lot of good people that are still there. A lot of good people working for that organization. You know, just because I don't G-Haul with those owners now, you know, like I said a million times, Kathy Fennell, Bill Taylor, you know, Chris Jones and just Daniel Fennell. And the list goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. I've talked about it on here. Good people. So I'm proud that they filled up. I am. I'm very proud that it wasn't the death of the trail. Like I did worry, you know, and I still don't know where they're at sponsor-wise. I hear things. I see people saying, well, I don't think you understand. You're going to look silly when the sponsor portfolio comes out. I've seen some comments on some message boards with some people that are in MLF's hip pocket about that. But there's no secret that they ran off a lot of folks, you know, and they may fill it and then some. And I hope for the sake of FLW, an organization I was very proud to be a part of for many years, I hope that's the case, right? I do. I hope that's the case. So congrats to them for filling the field. I'll be anxious to see the roster when it comes out. I know they did have to dip down to get some guys that didn't fish last year that didn't necessarily qualify or whatnot, but they've got 150 guys that are going to show up. And guess what? At every event, somebody's going to win $100,000. And that's awesome. So shout out to those guys. Everybody loves when I say shout out. But shout out to those guys. And you know, they've got some things that they need to figure out. And we're going to have a guy on here in a little bit that's in a battle with those, call it a battle, that's still trying to figure out what the hell happened because he qualified for a Forcewood Cup that doesn't exist. So we're going to have Travis Manson on here in a little bit to discuss that. And I say all that, you know, Latimer, I started this by talking about Latimer. My ADD's kicking in. I've had a house full of kids tonight, ladies and gentlemen, decorating Christmas cookies, so my head's kind of spinning, but it's been a wild night. But Latimer was going to be on today. He was going to be our guest. He sent me a text 7 o'clock this morning and said, bro, I can't do it. I've got a strep throat. I can't talk. I feel like crap. I got a migraine. So next week, we're going to try to get end right here before the Christmas season, do it right with some B-Lat and get his words, his thoughts, his comments on all this. Then I lined up another guest today. I decided to dip into the Bass Pro Tour world, and I reached out to a friend of mine that fishes the BPT, and he was nervous. He was nervous. He said, absolutely, and then we talked about three different times on the phone today, and he was nervous. He's like, man, I got things I'd like to say, but I don't know how to word it necessarily. And the amount of fear that's created, And rightfully so. You guys that follow along know what they tried to do to me, and I don't fish the tour. Can't imagine if you speak out against them. I mean, you look at Brandon and Gerald when they left. Everybody over there is now an enemy of theirs, you know, or certainly seems to be. Not everybody, but a chunk of those guys that are all in, man, everything's great. They just knocked these amazing two human beings in the head. You know, we talked about the Fletcher post and all that, but It's silly. It's absolutely silly. And it's silly that they come at me. And I know I've thrown some things their way, but their owner, you know, put himself into my life, right? Their CEO decided to bring himself into my world outside of this, outside of a podcast I do here at the Low Budget Live Bar and Grill that bothered him so much that he had to do what he did, right? And if you don't know what I'm talking about, go back and watch a couple episodes ago, Halloween episode. But that being said, it's right here at Christmas, you know? It's right here at Christmas. And there's a lot of things going on. And this guest I was going to have on tonight, they were very nervous. And something happened this afternoon. I got a text from, I have several friends, Fish Bass Pro Tour. Good friends. People that I care about, like family to me. This afternoon, I got a text. We'll just read it here because I don't want to misquote anybody. And it was to the MLF group text. And I post this on Instagram. A lot of people have seen it now. But it was Gerald Spoyer. And then for those of you that don't know Gerald Spoyer, well, I get it, you know. Gerald fished the FLW Tour for a couple years. And he had a little bit of success, you know. And he fished the Elite Series. He had a little bit of success. And then he got invited to the BPT over guys like, you know, Brian Thrift and David Dudley, right? Gerald and I have known each other over the years. We've dealt with each other through TH Marine sponsor deals. They've never gone like he thinks he should, like they think they should, I think, you know. And he's probably never liked me very much, and that's fine. And I didn't have a lot to do with those dealings. You know, a lot of people have always thought I have something to do with that at TH, and I do a little bit, but not a ton. We've always had other people in charge of that. But, you know, I do a lot for that company. But that being said, Gerald and I, you know, I saw him at the Classic this spring. You know, he actually sat at a table with me. We spoke. But tonight, you know, spirit of Christmas right here, to the MLF group text, Gerald Spoyer said, Luke Duncan is a bitch. And someone on here, and it's like that with a question mark before the S, I don't know. So, and someone on here that's friends with him, tell him I said that. So it's just kind of high school stuff. But you know, I didn't have, I looked for his phone number. I didn't have it. I don't have his phone number. We're not friends. We have talked about TH Marine deals. He used to wear us out about stuff like that. And then he went to Bob's Jack Plates, I think, which is a competitor to TH Marine. And then he came back, and I think he went back. You know, he's one of those guys, he's going to jump around no matter, you know, somebody gives him six packs of worms versus three, he's going to go, you know, but makes a living fishing, you know, whatever. So this got sent to me within 30 seconds, you know, somebody in the group text that cares about me. And there were some other people talking things, you know, Tim Horton and Edwin Evers had some choice things to say about me that I read as well. And that's fine. That's fine. Those guys are owners in MLF, so I get it. They're some of those angler owners, and they gotta protect their brand. I'm not out here trying to make them go out of business. Like that's the funny thing. That's the funny thing. But I really, you know, hang on a second. We gotta send a text here. But I posted it on Instagram, tagged Gerald in it, tagged Major League Fishing, like, hey, super classy, because I don't have his number. Didn't care to, and I could have got it. But I posted, I want people to see what's going on. You know, it's just this division, and I've seen people go, oh, man, it's only Bassmaster people creating this division. No, it's not. It all starts at the top with guys like Jim Wilburn. It does. It starts at the top. Why do you think these guys like Fletcher, like Gerald, act the way they do about somebody's opinion differing or somebody trying to better their lives? It's because it starts at the top, and it's the crap they're fed, and they drink through a fire hose, and they go, hey, you be a good boy, and you fight the good fight. Well, you know what? He wanted somebody to tell me that he thought I was a bitch. Excuse my language. It's Gerald's language, not mine. But he wanted somebody to know that, and they told me. And then when I called him out on it, he didn't enjoy it near as much. We had a back and forth, and you know, he insulted. He says, coming from a guy that couldn't catch a cold because I didn't catch him up to Gerald Spoyer, who? I was talking to my dad about it tonight. He goes, who? I said, exactly. But Gerald Spoyer told me I couldn't catch a cold. Well, you know what? Like I told Gerald, yeah, I never set the world on fire on the FLW Tour, but also never acted like I was Kevin Van Dam either. when I was talking to sponsors or anything like that, which some guys do, right? So that happened. So I never did that. And I called them sometimes, and I didn't sometimes. At the same time, I got five kids. I had a battle going on at home with my mother that y'all all know about. I had a full-time freaking job with TH Marine selling a ton of boat parts all over the country, right? Had a full-time career. I didn't quit my job to go fish seven tournaments. That's dumb. That's dumb. That's lunacy. I'm going to quit my job to go fish eight tournaments and be a bass pro. How'd that work out last year, big guy? Jeez, man. No entry fees, though. Work at McDonald's and make more money. I mean, it's silly. It's silly. So there's this divide because my opinions differ from theirs, right? But like I told Gerald in our back and forth on Instagram Messenger, like we're teenagers, and I'm sure he was hot-headed, and I'm hot-headed, and that's fine. But like I told him, you know, he said, you talking about our league, my league. It's got to be this division. It's like a race war, you know? It is. It's like, man, you're racist because you say that. I mean, it's stupid. Our league. Like, when can it just be about bass fishing? Oh, that's right. The second Jim Wilburn and Boyd Duckett and these guys made it all about buying out FLW and hoping to cripple Bass because they got pissed that Bassmaster wouldn't sell out to them or whatever the case is. I mean, it's lunacy. And all these guys like Tim Horton, like Edwin Evers, that Edwin, nobody would know if it wasn't for Bassmaster. Nobody. Nobody. And dude can catch them in a freaking bathtub. Okay? He can. Nothing but respect for the guy. Nothing but respect. And I'm sorry that my opinions hit too close to home in what appears to be your imploding league, you fish. Because these guys that send me these texts and these friends of mine that tell me what's going on also tell me they wish they had $50,000 where they ain't got to fish with you anymore. Because it ain't anything, nothing is going like they were promised at all, in the least. It's not. That's why Swindle left. That's why Pawnee. Yeah, they're falling their heart. They're also tired of following the crock of freaking bull crap they've been fed. You know, you sell a sponsor on, hey, man, we got drive-through, you know, the post-game show. It's awesome. Oh, wait, we're not doing that because nobody watched it anymore. I mean, backpedal. Change everything. It sucks. Get out of here with that. But it's okay that somebody's opinion freaking differs with you. But I will say this. I text Tim Horton tonight. Say that on here. Text Tim Horton. I've known Tim 20 years. He never responded to me, and he probably won't, and that's fine. It's fine. Tim's sponsored by TH Marine on some things he does. Tim and I have worked together. I've known Tim since I was truly like 17 years old. I always looked up to Tim. Last year when all this was going down, he was making comments like crazy, super pro MLF against Bassmaster, kind of made himself look silly, and then he finally calmed down. I guess a sponsor or somebody told him, hey, man, you need to rein it in a little bit. Because he won't, you know, and like I said, Tim has called him. I respect Tim. Tim's a hard worker. But I text Tim tonight. He's part owner and all this, and I said, hey, man, I'll extend the same invitation to you that I did to your fearless leader, Jim Wilburn. If anybody wants to come on this podcast, if anybody's got a problem with the podcast, if anybody wants to clarify, they say that I think that their numbers are fake, that I'm saying their numbers are fake, but their numbers, their things are getting so many views, and it's amazing. It's amazing. But meanwhile, I heard from an angler tonight that said he's lost, in the last 3 months, $20,000 in sponsorships because the numbers aren't there. So if that's not the case, why are guys like Van Dam, like Skeet Reese, like Polinick, like Swindle, why are they losing sponsor deals? Biggest names in the sport ever. Ever. We ain't posting that on social media. It ain't all freaking roses, okay? It's not. It's not. You refuse to listen to a fan base. Refuse to listen to the fan base. Keep cramming it down everybody's throat. Fly fish limits are stupid. Oh, wait, we're going to come up with a heavy hitters event where we're going to take the five best fat. Oh, let us break down how that works. Well, if you catch a 7-pounder at the first tournament and a 3-pounder at the second one, let's do the math for you. Yeah, we get it. It's the five best fish over however many events. It's the best fly fish. Like, showing that you know that's popular, but so ate up with your ego that you can't just do it or do the best tin fish or whatever that people can relate to. I've said it a million times. I applaud them for doing something different when it doesn't work. And a majority of the fans who aren't just haters because they don't like it, when a majority of the fans don't like it, just back up and punt a little bit. Bridge the gap. This division is ridiculous. This show, what I'm doing is not trying to create division. Gerald Spoyer, who said I'm going after their league. No, I'm pointing out stuff. And the league went after me, right? Jim Wilburn went after me over my opinions in a 4,000-view podcast. It's been covered. It's stupid. It's so stupid. And it doesn't stop. And they're all drinking that freaking poison. They're all drinking that poison. It's silly. And I have a feeling there's going to be some guys that get caught up in this that people just forget. That people just forget. If they even know them already, right? There are some guys out there. And there's some other guys I heard that were running their mouth on the group text that I was friends with at one point in time. That's totally fine. You're irrelevant. Totally irrelevant. Out of that 80, there's about 15 guys, 20 guys that are actually relevant and doing something and moving any kind of needle. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, a lot of irrelevance over there. You know, I was trying to be told how I was irrelevant, but it's apparent I'm not. They can't stop paying attention to anything I say in my damn garage. I mean, it's silly. But I will say this. Gerald said, I extended an invite to Tim Horton. He did not reply. And that doesn't surprise me. But because they know. I will. Anything that's sent to me, I'm going to screenshot it. I'm going to share it. Period. I'm going to. I want people to know. I want the people that follow all this that think everybody is just, you know, man, that daggum blah, blah, blah is the best old guy in the world. Now, I want them to know what really is the case, what we see behind the scenes when they're not grinning and got their Sharpies out. That's what I want people to see, truly, because it's the bull crap that I've seen for 20 years being in this industry. And it's really funny now because a lot of their crazy and a lot of their tempers and a lot of the things is bubbling out of them. It just is. It's funny to see. It's really funny to see. And it's funny that it took a fat bearded guy in his garage to trigger him. Like, right here at Christmas, really? You need somebody to know that I'm a bitch? I mean, it's stupid. It's stupid. But I'll say this. And he's got my phone number, so he could have told me I was a bitch. But the funny thing is, about all of it is I have reached, I told Wilburn to come on. He won't, I've never reached out to Boyd. I would like to reach out to Boyd, to come on. He probably wouldn't, but I would truly like to have him on. I am a fan of this sport. I work in this sport. I make a living in this industry. I would love to, but Gerald said he would like to come on my show and talk about this. He did. And I already had somebody lined up for tonight. And so I told Gerald I'd reach out to him this week. So Gerald Spoyer and I, next week, I'm going to have B-Lat on. I may do one during the week, just a special, like gloves off, me and Gerald. But because I need him to understand, I told him, and a lot of you need to understand this. Before this popped up on YouTube, I've had a YouTube channel for a year. Did the Traveling Circus thing. There's a few LBLs on there from last year, but I've done this for 2 years. 2 years I've done this. Through Instagram, we did it for almost a year to no avail with no way to record. I didn't even have a MacBook. Did it with old music equipment. A lot of you faithful folks out here commenting all the time. Y'all have been watching my bull crap for 2 years. A lot of these new guys don't know that, but I did. Well, then a year ago, purchased a MacBook, figured out how to record this for people to listen to. It's been on iTunes. 40-something episodes or whatever on iTunes to listen to. I have applauded things that MLF has done from day one. I have covered their events. I have had multiple anglers on. I have talked bad about Bassmaster. I have talked bad about FLW as an FLW angler on this show in front of this microphone. it may come off as biased right now because that's all the heat and that's all there is to talk about, because guess what? Y'all are the main story that the wheels on the bus are starting to come off a little bit. It's very apparent to anybody with a brain that's watching, okay? So, and Gerald said that, coming at their leak. I'm not, but that leak did come at me. So I'll make the listeners of this a promise. I'll make the listeners of this show a promise. And I think I got sidetracked, but my guest for tonight, the BPT guy I was going to have on, he called me twice. He was very nervous. And I texted him and said, "Hey, man, why don't you just not come on tonight while it's like this?" And he said he apologized, but he decided not to come on. And that's terrible. But the fear is real. But I make everybody a promise. And that's anybody from freaking Kevin Van Dam to, Bruce Aiken at Bass. I am going to say what I want to say in my microphone, and I'm going to record it on this MacBook about what's going on in the fishing industry. And I'm going to try to make it as unbiased as possible. And if Bass screws something up, I'm going to call them out on it. I'm going to say, yeah, that sucked. And I have. Go back to prior episodes this spring. There were things I was talking about, the big Bass, big stage, big dreams thing. I was kind of laughing about that earlier this year because, MLF's like, the purest format, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, big Bass, big stage, big dreams, because you don't have big ones. I mean, it was just this war. And FLW was the same way before they got, ball by them. We were in meetings and they're like, guys, we need to focus on the big ones. I mean, it's sad but true. And these organizations, there's always going to be a divide. They're never going to get along. It's business. And that's how a lot of businesses work. But they're never going to get along. Ever. And there's always going to be this divide, but I'll promise you this, it is weighted one way on where a lot of the hate comes from, and it's a lot of guys that are doubting their decisions in life because they left Bass and went to the Bass Pro Tour, and it stunk. And the numbers weren't good unless you were in about the top freaking 5%, and that is fact. I don't care what you're fed. I don't care what Kool-Aid you're drinking. Fact. Fact. So if the opinions hit too close to home, you ain't got to watch it. You don't. But don't get mad because my opinion differs than you. I don't dislike people that have different political, religious, whatever views from me. We're all people. Everybody. Like Gerald Spoyer calling me a bitch doesn't make me hate Gerald Spoyer. It doesn't. He's caught up in his emotions and that's fine. I'm going to have Gerald Spoyer on Low Budget Live this week. It's going to happen. We will have a podcast. I hope we can talk like two adults. I really do. But I want it to be said that that's the kind of rhetoric that's going on in that MLF group text. There's a lot more. And I may have some bombshell stuff next week. I've had somebody reach out to me that may have some crazy stuff. And if I feel like it's halfway legitimate, we'll talk about it. So that's it. That's that for me. And things work out. B-Lack getting sick probably caused all this. Because without B-Lack getting sick, I might not have ever been talking to my Bass Pro Tour buddies tonight. Who knows? But to get this information that, they still can't handle the podcast that's in my freaking shop. And it's too bad. There's a lot of good guys. And like I said, Gerald and I have talked a lot, Spoyer, over the years. And I've heard from so many guys, the Instagram messages have been really funny. People throwing a lot of shade his way. And I've heard from a lot of fellow anglers, BPT anglers, Elite Series anglers, FLW Pro Cycling, going, what the heck? And it's just too bad. It's too bad. But I promise, as long as I'm doing this, I'm going to be as honest as I can be. I'm not going to try to stir up rumors. There are plenty of that kind of stuff that go on in this fishing world. That's not what I'm going to do. I'm going to try to bring you the truth. I'm going to try to have the best guest on here, okay? And a guy I want to have on tonight, and he reached out to me earlier this week, and I was going to have him on and BPT guest, but not going to do that now, of course. But this guy... he used to fish the Elite Series. He's kind of been around the world and back fishing. He and I met years ago while he's fishing the Elite Series, but he's been around. Then he left and he came back, and now he's fishing. He does very well on YouTube, and he fished the coasts this year. And he was one of the guys that qualified, would have qualified for the Forestwood Cup. And he has started a petition to try to figure out, you know, they backpedaled on the TBF national guy, and they end up doing the Living the Dream package, even though they said they weren't going to honor any contracts. And we're going to get Mr. Smallmouth Crush himself, Travis Manson, on the phone. He has started a petition, and I'm just going to let him tell you about it. Like I said, don't know Travis that well. I'm looking forward to this. His video he put out was very, very entertaining. It was very well said. And, you know, I feel like he let's see if we can get Travis here.
Hello.
Travis!
Yes, sir. How are you?
What's up, buddy? This is Luke Duncan and Low Budget Live, Not So Live. Man, I'm great. And how about yourself on this fine Sunday evening?
Not bad at all. Not bad at all.
Have you had any fights with Bass Pro Tour anglers tonight? Because I have.
In fact, everything's been pretty calm, believe it or not.
Okay, you're having like a 10-day before Christmas normal Sunday?
Right.
See, I'm not. You're not. I'm not, and I would like to. But when you do this podcast, very much like you're throwing some darts out there right now in this fishing world, and rightfully so. And like I said right before you came on, first of all, congrats on the YouTube channel because I think it's awesome and it's growing. Smallmouth Crush, he's got way more subs than the Low Budget Live right here and Traveling Circus does. But we actually met, and I don't know if you remember or not, but when you were on the Elites, we met years ago, and you actually used to, and you might have taken him fishing, but a buddy of mine that worked for TH Marine, Bill Applegate, do you remember Bill?
Sure.
From a long time ago. I think you actually fished with Bill, maybe on the St. John's or something years ago. Y'all went out like in between events or something, but he always thought a lot of you. But you did that for how many years?
So I was on the Elites for two very short years.
Okay.
11 and 12, I guess.
Okay, yep. Man, that's been a while. Okay.
Yeah, it's crazy to think, but time's flying. It seems like yesterday, but... Oh man, that was a lot of fun.
So you made the decision to not do that anymore. And so when you left that, now do you guide now? Is that, do you guide some and just fish tournaments?
Yeah,
or
pretty much a full-time guide on the Chesapeake Bay. So I grew up in Wisconsin, but
right.
I now live just outside of Philadelphia.
Okay.
For now.
Shout out to that Iconelli bunch up there that I know your buddies with, Brian the Carpenter.
Exactly. They're great. Great bunch of guys. And I also do a lot of guiding in upstate New York. It reminds me a lot of Wisconsin, Lake Ontario, the St. Lawrence River.
Oh, yeah.
I just fell in love with it up there. So
heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Now, didn't you win a BFL or something up there?
I got a few wins up in that area. It's where I feel real comfortable. It's just a lot of fun. If I could just tournament fish up there, I would.
Oh, I think that's me too. And I'm a redneck from Tennessee. So, I would get my brains beat out, but I would probably have fun catching like 15 pounds of smallmouth a day. That didn't matter.
Right. It's scary. To be honest though, it's probably one of the easiest places to figure it out once you do it for a couple of years.
Oh, I'm sure with the current and kind of the way they relate.
Sure. And they pretty much utilize the same areas, you know, year after year, depending on the seasonal, time of the year and stuff like that. They're pretty easy to figure out as opposed to, you know, take me going to a grass lake down in Florida. I wouldn't have a clue. I kind of feel it's the same way with some of the guys coming down south up north.
No, I get it.
You know what it means.
No, I totally get it. So fast forward to this year, and you jumped in the Costas. I'm assuming that Northern Division is how you got in. And the big deal, and I've talked with Andrew Upshaw, a really good friend of mine, and he and I, he's been on the podcast, and we've talked, and he actually told me that I should get you on. And then you reached out, and I was very grateful for that. So thank you for doing that. And those Costas were set up and as a guy that used to fish a tour, it was frustrating to see how many spots they gave away to the coasters, right? But it was a because I felt like, hey, we need 50, 60 guys out of 150, 160 boat field. That's only fair to send that many guys to the Forestwood Cup. But instead, they gave them to the coasters, and it's a hard freaking road to make the Forestwood Cup, RIP, Forestwood Cup. Mm-hmm. But it's a hard road. So you where'd you finish in the points this year in that division?
So I believe I finished 8th this year.
Right on.
In points, yep.
Yeah, that's awesome. So then you go to Lake Cumberland, and when you show up at Cumberland, that's when the crap hit the fan. MLF had bought the organization. It all starts happening right before then. When you're at Cumberland, when you start your practice, do you feel like you're still fishing for a Forestwood Cup berth?
Okay. So it was a very – it was an interesting feeling. We knew – I talked to some of the anglers that also qualified for the championship. I think they take 40 in each division.
That's right.
And so I got a lot of buddies in the Northern Tour, and we were talking, hey, you guys, you know, we're trying to figure out roommates, things like that, who we're going to room with down there and housing, and talked to a couple guys. And one of them was like, you know what? I don't think they're going to have the cup. I don't even think I want to go, even though I qualified. And I go, oh, man, come on. They're going to, you know, I kind of blew it off. I didn't give too much thought. I was excited to go down there. I guess in my mind, you know, long story short, I felt that they were going to do something to compensate us for the qualifiers. Like whether it be another event, you know, a tournament or some type of, you know, compensation money wise, I'm like, they're not going to let us hang. You know, I'm going to go down there and fish and see what happens.
And for the people that don't know, and I've talked about it on here before, the Forestwood Cup not only was a very prestigious title, second only to the Classic. It was a very prestigious event, but you were guaranteed a $10,000 check just for making it. You're getting $10,000. So that's a very big deal, other than, you know, the fact that you get to fish for $300,000, a life-changing amount of money, a life-changing title, FLW Live coverage, the whole nine yards. Of course, you had that up there at the Coastal Championship as well, but it's a life-changing amount of money. So you qualify, and then what?
Yeah, so I ended up, you know, they take the top two in each division. I was the first in the North. Actually, I think I was the only Northern angler to make the top 10 cut on the last day. So I was guaranteed in my mind, you know, I made it. I guess it took, you know, I waited for about 3 or 4 days driving home. You know, I was talking to my friends about it and, you know, the frustration, because there was zero talk about it at the meeting, you know, on Wednesday night. There was no mention, hey, we're sorry, or hey, this is going to happen. There was just, it was like it just disappeared.
Just an ostrich mentality, head in the sand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And no one, I didn't, you know, there was obviously talk at the tables amongst the anglers, but nobody, including myself, raised our hand and asked the question, I guess. And so after about, oh gosh, probably about a week or so, I ended up just putting together a real nice email, just asking some, you know, questions. Hey, how are you guys going to make this up for us? Because in my mind, when I first signed up for the tournament way back in early spring, one of the promises there was the fact that we would, you know, have a shot at going to the FLW Cup. And so if they're going to take that away, I'm just trying to think, well, something's got to be put in place in order to make that fair and right for the anglers. It was kind of a no.
It's a common sense thing to me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's how I felt. I was like, certainly they're going to do something. Let me find out what it is. So I sent a message to one of the head guys at MLF, and within about an hour, I actually got a response, but it was more so them passing along the information to a few other people. And I kind of waited. I waited for about a week, didn't hear anything, and I was getting frustrated. I didn't want to put anything out on social media at the time, because I just wanted them to hopefully do what's right and, you know, figure this all out. And I gave them, you know, we're 2 weeks now into it. And I got a call from Bill Taylor from FLW asking me if I wanted to join the circuit next year. And, you know, there was, if you look at the other guys that were either on the best, you know, the MLF tour or FLW pros already, that put me number 4 or 5 in the, you know, at the time they said they were going to take the top 5.
Mm-hmm.
And so I qualified the last 2 years now and turned them down. And I basically, I kind of was like shocked that he was calling because asking the, if I wanted to fish.
if they could have your 40 grand.
Right. When I wanted to, I was like, well, first of all, we need to figure out what are you guys going to do to, you know, to take care of the anglers that qualified for the tournament. Before I can commit to the season, I need to know what you guys are going to do about this FLW Cup. And he said he would get back to me, and about 5 or 6 days later, Kathy with FLW sent me an email that basically said, you know, we're not going to have, because the cup's gone, there will be no further compensation, and this is kind of the end of the road. And we left it at that. I haven't heard anything. I did hear from Bill about last week, actually. I heard from him again asking if I wanted to fish again, and I said, well, I'm still disappointed that it's not going to happen.
You're like, 10 grand could have gone towards my deposits, Bill.
Right, exactly. Listen, the FLW Cup has changed a lot of anglers' careers.
No doubt about it.
You know, in the past.
No
anglers
doubt.
Anglers that really, that were not on tour, that qualified through the coast.
No doubt.
And now they're fishing the tour, and now their careers are established. So it was an extreme, you know, it's just really disappointing. And I felt that I wanted to share with the fans of my YouTube channel what my plans were for next year, because I kept getting a lot of people asking me, and there was so much talk about it. And I just had to come out with a video explaining my frustration. And I think I did it the best way I could possibly.
It was great. It was great. Yeah.
Sure. I appreciate that. I just wanted to share my end of the story and why I was like, this is a no-brainer. This is such an easy fix. Either, you know, and I said this before to some people. I'm not really concerned about the $10,000, the guaranteed last spot in the cup that they took away. I want a shot at something. And I don't understand why we cannot fish the title championship, the FLW title championship.
The AOI deal or whatever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. I get it, man. You know, and I know you've seen, I'm sure, because I've gotten people know I'm outspoken about things, and Lord knows in the last few weeks with everything going on and my ties to everything in the industry. And I've gotten so many people hit me with the Preston Craig from the TBF. You know, they didn't honor his contract,
sure.
And then they backpedaled and did it. You know, and he was very upset, and he was public about it, and people were sharing
right.
that with me. And it's the same with you and Upshaw. A lot of people have sent me, hey, man, you need to reach out to Travis. You need to reach out to Andrew. You need to reach out to so-and-so. You know, there's a lot of guys that are upset at this. And my problem with all of this is this is basically the same thing they pulled on sponsors to say, hey, the contracts are null and void. We need you to pay triple what you're paying or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But then when those sponsors pushed back, they said, oh, well, hey, we you know, we'll honor those contracts now. Please don't
sure.
give us less money. And then a lot of them gave them less money, and a lot of them just walked away completely. I hope that they watch your video, which when I checked today is over 19,000 views. That's a lot of people that care about what you have to say, man, and that should matter. That should matter. I hope they listen to this. And I hope it matters.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope they do the right thing. And whatever the right thing is, something is better than nothing. I say this in sales all the time, you know, selling boat parts to customers. You know, bad news is better than no news, right? So
sure.
you want something
sure.
to happen, man. So I hope that for you guys, and how many guys are there? A dozen guys, right?
Yeah, so there's, there would be 10 people from the 5 divisions. Is there the international angler as well as the co-angler that won.
Wow.
We're all promised, you know, something above and beyond. And listen, with the merger, with all the things that are happening in business, I get it. They may not have a legal obligation. That may be the case. Whether it is or not, I'm not sure. But just out of good faith, out of goodwill, they need to fix this for their customers. I'm real disappointed. I'm not going to be able to fish after, you know, this kind of the stuff that they pulled on us. There's no way I can jump into an FLW event for next season.
Totally agree.
You know what I mean? And I mean, that's part of my, you know, I do fairly well in the Northern Opens as well as the local BFLs. That's, and it's fun. It's something I enjoy doing.
A lot of good guys. The tournament crews are great.
I'm going to go crazy. You know, it's going to suck not being there next year.
I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I totally get it, man. Well, I appreciate you coming on here and airing it out, your video. And I encourage anybody, if you're watching, if you're here and you don't already follow Travis, be sure to go subscribe to his Smallmouth Crush channel. It's a great channel. He's super informative, very well spoken. And he has a video, a lengthy video, 20 minutes discussing this and in a very professional way. And getting his points across, and I'm just proud that you spent a little bit of your Sunday night. Sorry, it was kind of crazy. Today has been nuts,
no, that's okay.
To say the least. it's been wild, and it's getting wilder by the minute, to be honest. But I really appreciate you coming on. And man, is there anything else you want to plug that you got going next year? Your guide business or anything? Tell the folks how to get a hold of you, especially if you're up on that Chesapeake Bay or you want to take a St. Lawrence trip. This is the guy.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I appreciate it. All you got to do is you can head on over to my social media accounts. Everything's going to be at Smallmouth Crush. Website, travismanson.com. I'm booking now through June on the Chesapeake, and after June, it'll all be up on Lake Ontario, the St. Lawrence River. So I appreciate the support from everyone, and I appreciate you having me on.
Hey, you're welcome, dude. And there's going to be a Luke Duncan's Traveling Circus / Smallmouth Crush or Smallmouth Crush / Traveling Circus video this year, I hope. We're going to do it. We're going to go catch some smallmouth together. We're going to make that happen.
That sounds good.
All right, dude. Thank you so much, Travis, and I hope maybe we can get something figured out on this, hopefully.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, Travis. All right. You heard it right there from the man himself. It's a terrible situation. It's terrible, you know. I don't know. Like I said, it's the same thing they told sponsors. Hey, we want you to do this, above and beyond. Your contracts are null and void. Some of the sponsors pushed back or said they were given less money, and they said, hey, we can do the same, guys. You know, and they did the thing with the TBF because the TBF's 30,000 strong. My mic stand just fell off. Help. It's because I adjust it 47 times. Oh, no. We got it back now. We got it back now, guys. I think. Maybe not. This is as low budget as it gets. When the mic stand falls, you know what? Screw it. We're going Aerosmith style for the rest of this podcast. So I hope that they can, you know, make it right. Make it right. This is hilarious. This is typical. Typical low budget right here. But I hope that I hope they make it right. I think probably somebody from MLF calls that to fall off. They greased that when my cheap mic stand fell off. Probably going to do another podcast this week with Gerald Spoyer. Be on the lookout for it. And the week of Christmas will be my B-Lat episode, I hope. Hopefully B-Lat's feeling a little bit better. We can get B-Lat on, and we still got to get Lunkers TV. We've got a lot of people that I want to have on here. It's too little time. But thank y'all so much. Thank y'all so much. I got Christmas cookies to eat in the house that the kiddos decorated up before I came out here. Shout out to this microphone for being a piece of crap and falling off. Mid-low budget live. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for supporting me. Thank you for the emails. Thank you for supporting Starbright. Thank you for supporting TH Marine, all these amazing companies that support the industry, support the people that take care of this industry, that protect our great sport. And thank y'all so much. You better go get your wife a dadgum Christmas gift. Tell her I said. That way, you know, she might like me, might like low budget. Thank y'all so much. Taking you out on some Biloxi Blues.
From Jackson Town to Tupelo. I never could make it last. Spanish moss and Civil War ghosts. Well, I'm gonna leave them in the past. Any direction, Lord, I'll be fine. It don't matter east or west.
north, south, wherever the wind blows, I'm leaving those burdens at rest. This highway, it does not know my name, and I don't care, no, I don't care. Heading my way for another place, and I got three good tires and a spare. Just a white line gypsy getting out of Mississippi with just enough gas to get there.